take it wrong. I know the time and the space that you need. It's blurry, but I'll get on. It's getting hard to tear day from a day. Just say it and I'll move on. So give me an answer.
You're listening to Indie Rocko Radio here on BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. Welcome, Sunday morning, Slow Jams. I've got some new music here for you today. That was Low Roar off of their new album from 2017, Once in a Long, Long While. And that is Give Me an Answer. Stick around. I'm going to be here until noon, spinning some nice, slow indie jams to get you up this Sunday morning. And what can be better than a little a la la's for your Monday, your Sunday morning?
Thank you. My sins would provoke you. I wish it was your dishes you were throwing. Damn you for being so easygoing.
Thank you.
Bum Bum. A little Bum 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 there by Cass McCombs from his Mangy Love album last year. And before that, Andrew Bird, going way back to 2001 from his album The Swimming Hour, That's Why. Really beautiful track. Ah, Andrew Bird, he's just so prolific and so beautiful. Those artists next to each other, Andrew Bird, Cass McCombs. It's a nice little setup there, isn't it? Before that, I played some new stuff from a North London girl band called Girl Ray off of their album Earl Grey. Kind of easy to remember. Waiting Ages is the track that I played, and I kicked it off with a number from A La La's off of their split 7-inch, a little instrumental called Hereafter from their Autumn Dawn Hereafter 7-inch. And they are actually going to be swinging through San Francisco on October 6th playing at Bimbo's. When's the last time you saw a show at Bimbo's? I feel like venues come and go in trendiness, I don't know, depending on their booker. And right now it seems it's all about the chapel, but I'm happy to see we've got a little show lined up at Bimbo's because it's been a long time. It's been a long time, and they're always a fun band, so get out and see them. And yeah, you're listening to Indie Rocko Radio here on BFF.fm. Hopefully easing you into a great Sunday morning. Hope you're enjoying your coffee and reading the paper and getting a little indie rock slow jams coming your way. Speaking of, let's go to a little Sharon Van Etten from the Tramp album. This is We Are Fine.
Head between my
might just have gotten a little misty-eyed there. Oh my gosh, Pavement, going way back to 1995 from Wowie Zowie, that is Father to a Sister of Thought. And I feel like everyone spawns their musical genre of choice from there's an origin, right? There's an origin story for people and their genres and what leads to their truth. And for me, I think it kind of all roads lead to Pavement. So thank you. I had a little moment of gratitude during that song. Brought me back. Hope you enjoyed that way back. Now on to some new stuff. This is a band calling themselves The Shivers, a new 2017 track called Soulmate.
Maybe she was right to just give it all away. I've been saving for a rainy day. And maybe she was right to just jump straight into bed. If I wait much longer, I'll be dead. We thought it I don't know where my soulmate is. I know it's rare these days to be hopelessly gray.
Thank you. me now. Tell me why you're leaving. I feel that when she tossed me like a stone. She took my soul in tow.
Just forget my name.
Kim Gray from the new album No Moonlight, and before that a little Sorcha Richardson, Ruin Your Night, both 2017 tracks, some fresh new tunes. And then before that I played a track called Canyon from the Echocentrics, off of the album Echo Hotel, which I think was released last year. And I have some more new stuff for you. I'm kind of closing out here, getting into my hour. But I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying my sound here. Maybe you're waking up easy before you roll on down to Outside Lands for the final day. Yeah, Outside Lands. Because you can't miss The Who. It's pretty iconic. They always wrap up the Sunday night with one of those bands where you're like, what? I can't believe I get to see The Who. I saw Paul McCartney, I saw Radiohead. Every year they just keep bringing it, so kudos to you. So here's some new stuff. Speaking of Outside Land artists, if you were there on Friday, you might have catched this artist. Alt J has some new music out, and this is actually a mix from Spike Stent, Dead Crush.
Ordinarily, rainy teeth, beauty lingers out of reach. You're my D.C.O.D. Oh.
and I'm carried by the sound. Every drum, every single beat, they were born from your body, and I'm carried by the sound.
Some new stuff there from Waxahachie. I don't know. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's kind of a crazy name. I don't know. But they have a new album out called Out in the Storm. No Question was the song that I played there. Before that was new stuff from Perfume Genius from their album No Shape. And the track I played there was Slip Away. And kicking off that stretch was Alt J, a new mix of Dead Crush from Spike Stent. And you're listening to Indie Rocko Radio here on Best Frequencies Forever, BFF.fm. I'm here every week from 11 to 12, spinning the best new indie rock music. And it's a new time slot for me, and I'm really liking it. I'm kind of changing my format a little and getting a little more on the low-key end of the spectrum, but I do expect that by the time noon rolls around, I might be getting the fuzz out. So yeah, maybe we can try that now. There's a new band out called the Surfing Magazines. And there's this track I uncovered called New Day. 'd you like that? Good morning. That is a band from the UK called The Surfing Magazines, and a new single there called New Day. And that's about it for me, guys. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Indie Rocko Radio here on BFF.fm. I hope you'll come back and join me next week. I've got some more good tunes for you to play. But I'm going to leave you with a little Babe Rainbow from Australia. This is Peace Blossom Boogie. Let's go to Venice. Man.
natural.